The Leadership Loop, keeping it simple to lead your world to a better place. What is going to get people off a destructive path and onto a path of significance is good, powerful leadership. As a leadership trainer and coach for over 3 decades, I have learned that what our families, what our communities, what our businesses, and what our country needs is solid, value-driven, passion-inspiring, hope-infusing, God-generated leadership. What is leadership? Leadership is the art of motivating a group of people to act toward achieving a common objective. How does leadership work? Well, as one leadership website puts it, leadership captures the essentials of being able and prepared to inspire others. Remember, being prepared as a warrior, I'd much rather be prepared for a battle that does not take place. A leader inspires others to act while simultaneously directing the way that they act. They must be personable enough for others to follow their lead, and they must have the critical thinking skills to know the best way to use the resources at an organization's disposal. The terms leadership and management tend to be used interchangeably, but they are not the same. I have learned that most people, the leadership training they've been through in the past has been misnamed. It's management training. Leadership requires traits that extend beyond management duties. Both leaders and managers have to manage the resources at their disposal, but true leadership requires more. It comes down to the old saying that there are 2 types of people in this world. Warriors decide which one are we willing to be. As Stephen Covey put it, efficient management without effective leadership is like straightening deck chairs on the Titanic. No management success can compensate for failure in leadership. In a warrior's life, every day is decision day. Which type of warrior are you going to be? Those who make life easier or those who make it harder? Those whose presence helps others perform better, and those whose presence makes others do worse? Are you going to be one that's concerned about doing the work or more concerned about getting the credit? Are you going to leave people feeling up or are you going to leave people feeling down? Are you going to be one of those who simplifies or one of those who complicates? Are you going to be choose to be one who gives or one who takes? Those who last or those who fade? Those who teach or those who grade? Are you going to have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset? It's about decision. And in our upside down world, think about it. What's wrong is right. What's good is bad. I mean, if you're over 30 years old, you got to be shaking your head. The world seems to be upside down, where management is confused with leadership. We need to be able to inspire people to act in the right way, even when we live in a world that is encouraging the opposite. And as a warrior, this is one of our good fights. This is a battle we must be willing to wage to lead the people in our world to a better, more productive future place. This is where the warrior mindset comes in. What's the warrior mindset? Powerful, present, peaceful. And it's done with vision. Because we are told today to don't think for yourself, to blend in, don't rock the boat. There are proverbs around the world that say things like, a nail that sticks out the furthest gets hit the hardest. So warriors, if we're going to fight the good fight, we have got to flex our pecs. It's what I call the leadership loop. Leadership is about moving people to a better place, more resourceful, more hopeful, outcome-driven, vision-creating. And leaders are in the people business. People are a commodity. Hope is our seed. Being in the people business, we need to understand people. The biggest weapon formed against most people is confusion. You know why? Because when people get confused, they hesitate. They hedge. They don't act. When people are confused, they don't speak up. They don't act up. They don't step out. This is why one of my mottos for leadership is, as a warrior, we gotta be a great kisser. Keep it simple, soldier. As a leader, our job is not to solve everybody's problems. One of our main jobs is to remove confusion, to allow people to have the passion, the purpose, the drive, the commitment. And when confusion is present, like the good book says, when confusion is present, every other possibility to miss the mark is present. I think it was Einstein that said, if you really know something, if you really know something, you should be able to explain it to a fifth grader. And if you can't explain it to a fifth grader, then you don't know it well enough. Dr. Covey used to talk about learning by teaching by learning, that you learn best when you learn something to teach it. I love studying the Word of God. You know why? Because every name, every location has multiple meanings. There are nuggets in it. And as a leader, I think our job is to not only uncover nuggets, not only to identify nuggets, but to be able to share those nuggets. And so think about what a nugget is. If you were to find a nugget of gold, that would be a little rock, very light. But that little rock could have so much value that's worth $10,000. It's a nugget, a small rock worth a lot of money. Warriors, it's time to flex your pecs. Time to flex our pecs. And as I said before, PEC is an acronym, P-E-C. P-E-C. Let's cover the P first, which is permission. Permission. As a leader, people are always watching. They're using us as an example of what they would love to be, or they're using us as an example of what they would never want to be. And because people are always watching leaders, we must realize that we give people permission through our actions. Unless you live in the home of a hypocrite, unless you work in a business where the leader is openly a hypocrite, and what is the hypocrite motto? Do as I say, not as I do. But if you look at Jesus of Nazareth, one of the most powerful leaders to ever walk this planet, one of the things he said was that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And what Jesus was telling his followers, listen, I'm your example. What you see me doing, you do. Jesus saying, watch me. And that's what true leaders say. They say, watch me. Don't only listen to what I'm saying, but watch what I do. And you will see that the two are the same. And this really comes down to the essence of leadership. What we're doing speaks so loudly that people really shouldn't need to hear a word that we're saying, because our words and our actions should be the same thing. In my leadership training that I've been doing for 32 years that is transformational, you can go to wayofwarrior.training to read about it. I always end the graduation with this quote from Marianne Williamson. It says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve this world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that's within us. It's not just in some of us, but it's in each and every one of us. And as we let our own light shine, we consciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. In my training, when someone starts going for it, it gives other people permission to do the same. When people start trusting the person that sent them there, it gives other people permission to do the same. That is the opportunity we have, warriors, as leaders. People are watching. Give them a good show. Give them permission to do what you want them to do. How? By you doing it. By you being an example. Which brings us to the E in PECs, which is example. A picture is worth a thousand words. We've heard that. Everybody can finish my sentence. Whenever I say a picture is worth, and I stop and people say a thousand words. Do you know that the typical human being speaks 120 to 150 words per minute? I get to 180. So if you think about what one picture is the equivalent of a thousand words, one picture of disrespect, one picture of lack of integrity, one picture of a lie, one picture is the equivalent of 6 to 8 minutes of nonstop dialogue. Warrior, people are always watching. Give them something good to see. Children learn from what they see. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator, and I immediately wanted to paint another one. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray cat, and I learned that it was good to be kind to animals. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make my favorite cake for me, and I learned that the little things can be the special things in life. When you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you say a prayer, and I knew that there is a God, that I could always talk to, and I learned to trust in him. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make a meal and take it to a friend who was sick, and I learned that we all have to help take care of each other. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you give of your time and money to help people who had nothing, and I learned that those who have something should give to those who don't. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you take care of our house and everyone in it. And I learned that we have to take care of what we've been given to be good stewards. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw how you handled your responsibilities, even when you didn't feel good. And I learned that I would have to be responsible when I grow up. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw tears come from your eyes. And I learned that sometimes things hurt, but it's okay to cry. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw that you cared and I wanted to be everything that I could be to make you proud. When you thought I wasn't looking, I learned most of life's lessons that I need to know to be a good and productive person when I grow up. I looked at you, and I wanted to say thanks for all the things that you did when you thought I wasn't looking. Which brings us to the C in Peck, which is culture. And whenever I'm talking about culture in a leadership context, I'm not talking about yogurt. Culture is the environment. It is the soil. Everything comes from the soil. Everything comes from the culture. Good culture produces good produce. Bad culture is bad produce. And that is biblical. From the overflow of the heart, man speaks. From the goodness of my heart comes out goodness. From the evil in man's heart comes out evil. It is soil. If you plant carrot seeds, the only thing you can get is carrots. If you plant green onions, the only thing you can get besides weeds are green onions. And if you don't set up your culture, you're going to get weeds. You're going to get things that are going to create results that you don't like. We got to connect with people to understand, to create a culture, to create an environment where things go well, where people feel valued. In my leadership training, it's transformational. Go to wayofwarrior.training, you'll read about it, Leadership Awakening. What I do that changes lives is I don't change lives, I create an environment, a culture that is acceptable norms, repeated behaviors. And once people buy into that norm, those acceptable behaviors, then things change. There's a science called epigenetics, and basically says that we can turn on or off switches on our DNA, on our RNA. We can basically genetically alter ourselves. We might not be able to genetically alter the DNA, the pattern, but we can flip switches on and off. If every light switch in your house was off, even though you have electricity, even though you have lights, you have them, but the house is pitch black. Why? Because you got little levers, little switches that if you flip them on, then lights come on. But if they're turned off, even though you have power in the house, even though you have the ability to have lights on, because that switch is down, those lights are not on. We have the same ability in something called epigenetics. Matter of fact, Bruce Lipton, in his best-selling book, Biology of Belief, makes the stunning admission. He said, we've always believed that the nucleus was the driver of the cell. And he said, we're wrong. He said that it is the cell membrane that actually drives the cell. So in that seminal book, that best-selling book, he makes this stunning claim. He says, technically, we are a community of 50 trillion cells, all driven by our environment. If the atomic base of our existence tells us that our environment is critical, then as a warrior, as a leader, we got to realize that this culture, these repeated norms, acceptable behaviors, they are critical. Matter of fact, in his book, Atomic Habits, James Clear builds up the importance of the environment. He says to have your environment prepared so that the goal that you want to set, the thing you want to change, the thing you want to improve, make sure that the environment works in your favor, not against you. He says the following things about the power and importance of our environment in change. He says, environment is the invisible hand that shapes human behavior. Every habit is initiated by a cue. We are more likely to notice cues that stand out. So he says, so make the cues of good habits obvious in your environment and make the bad cues invisible. Remove them for those habits you consider bad and want to change. Clear goes on to say, gradually your habits become associated not with a single trigger, but with the entire context surrounding the behavior. The context, he says, becomes the cue. It's easier to build new habits in a new environment because you are not fighting against old cues. If we want to create great leaders, then we need to understand leadership. The leadership loop is a simple way to remember the pattern of effective, powerful leadership. Warriors, it's time to flex our pecs. Permission, example, culture. You want to lead people to a better tomorrow than today. You want to take people out of their comfort zone so they can be more than they ever thought possible. Well, we got to flex our pecs. Thank you so much for joining me today. Please like this show and subscribe to get more great content like this. Also, I'd love to hear from you, so please leave me a review. For more information about the life-changing training coaching or to connect with me personally, please visit wayofwarrior.training. That's wayofwarrior.training. Until next time, remember, when you live your life like it matters, it does.